最近呢，有两部电影。
Recently, there are two movies.
一部是给阿嬷的情书。
One is a love letter to my mother.
另外一部是森中有林。
The other one is Forest of Trees.
我呢，都看了。
Me too. I've seen it.
都还不错。
All are pretty good.
演员演的都非常好。
The actors all performed very well.
我呢，该哭的地方了。
Where should I cry?
我也都哭了。
I cried too.
这个哭完之后啊。
After crying.
我感觉呢，这两部电影啊，还共同存在一个小小的问题。
I feel that these two films share a common problem.
就是历史背景虚化的问题。
The problem is the historical background is blurred.
所以我想说几句。
So I want to say a few words.
先说这个给阿妈的情书。主角叫谢。
First, let's talk about the protagonist of the love letter to Yang Dar, whose name is Zin.
然之，这个演员演的真是好啊。
The actor played by Ran is really good.
干净温柔。
Clean and gentle.
有一种自然的美啊。
There is a natural beauty.
谢然之呢，在泰国替自己死去的朋友郑木生给远在中国的妻子叶淑柔写信，寄钱。
Now, Chen Musheng, who was killed in Thailand, is sending a letter and money to his wife, Yi Shuru, who is in China, to help her.
寄各种生活用品。
And various daily necessities.
这是两个女性之间的情谊啊。
About the friendship between two women.
那么郑木生呢，是1960年落水去世的。谢然之写信的时间呢
？So Zheng Musheng died in 1960, and the time when Zin Nan wrote the letter is.
就是从1960年一直到1978年。
From 1960 to 1978.
在这么长的时间里
In such a long time,
从淑柔的角度来说啊
From the perspective of Book Rao,
郑木生呢他不回家乡
Yang Musheng didn't go back to his hometown,
而是不断的寄钱寄东西
Instead, they constantly sent money and things,
却是很自然的事情
This is a natural thing,
为什么呢
Why?
当然跟中国当时的状况啊有关系。
Of course, it has something to do with the situation in China at that time.
这个期间呢
，During this period,
中国大陆有自然灾害。
China has natural disasters.
有饥荒。
There is hunger.
有十年浩劫。
10 years of good fortune.
这是进入课本和进入历史的呀，对如。
This is a record of textbooks and historical records.
对于这个每一个普通老百姓的生活来说呢
？For every ordinary citizen.
就是农民需要挣工分买东西呢
？Farmers need to earn money to buy things.
还要用粮票，物资短缺。
Still, there is a shortage of supplies.
还有生活的困境，这些。
And also the difficulties of life.
但是呢，令人遗憾的是
，However, unfortunately,
这些背景啊，在影片当中呢，被虚化了。
These backgrounds in the video are blurred.
而且过于干净。
And it's too clean.
尤其是对于这么一部以纪实和真实为美学追求的这个电影作品。
Especially for this film, which pursues realism and truth as its aesthetic.
我觉得呀，不应该这样。
I think it shouldn't be like this.
那我当然不是要求导演要拍成一部反思历史的影片。
I certainly didn't ask the director to make a film that reflects on history.
但是呢，对于故事发生的这个真实的逻辑。
But as for the real logic of the story,
电影是有义务来呈现的。
Movies are something that should be presented.
你这个讳莫如深啊。
You're being so secretive.
只字不提，这种绝对的回避。
Not a single word about this absolute avoidance.
反而显示出某种不自然来。电影啊。
This actually shows a certain unnaturalness in the film.
既要让观众为有情有义的人性光辉而落泪。
To make the audience weep for the brilliance of human nature.
也对艰难的时代历史有所认知。
Also, I have a good understanding of the history of difficult times.
这才是成熟的表达。
This is a mature expression.
遗憾的是呢。
Unfortunately,
我没有看到。
I didn't see it.
那再说另外一部电影《森中有林》。
And then I mentioned another movie, In the Forest of Trees.
这是一个发生在东北的悲情故事。
This is a tragic story that takes place in northeast China.
所有人都知道，那个时代啊。
Everyone knows that era.
东北的故事里边都有一个不可或缺的一个背景。
In the stories of northeast China, there is an indispensable background.
就是改制和下岗。
Modification and issuance.
那在原著小说当中呢
？In the original novel.
就是由于改制啊，产生了问题。
This is because the modification caused problems.
领导呢，卖岗位指标50000块钱一个。
The leader sells job positions for 50,000 yuan each.
结果呢，这个于和伟就被下岗了。
As a result, Yu Weibei was laid off.
他的人生也从此发生了翻天覆地的变化。
His life also underwent a dramatic change.
于和伟呢，申诉几十年。
Yu Weibei has been appealing for decades.
从来没有成功。
Never succeeded.
人生呢就这样被毁掉。
Life is like this. It can be ruined.
这是这个故事的底层逻辑。
This is the underlying logic of the story.
但是呢，电影在改编的时候
，However, in the adaptation of the film,
把这些背景啊都给换掉了。于和伟
replace all these backgrounds, Yui.
为什么从狱警下岗啊
？Why did the prison guard quit？
电影给改成了。
The movie has been changed to。
说监狱里边啊，有个人呢诬告。
There's a person inside the prison who is making false accusations。
他说他这个殴打犯人。
He said that he was a perpetrator of the assault。
结果呢，导致他被下岗了。
As a result, he was laid off.
其实本来是时代的问题。
Actually, it's a matter of time.
却被强加到了社会底层的一个小人物的身上。
However, it was imposed on a small person at the bottom of society.
那些错误都是那个诬告他的犯人的错。演员乔杉扮演的一个犯人。
The mistakes were all caused by the person who falsely accused him. Actor Xiao Xing played the role of the perpetrator.
魏峰最终呢吃了毒饺子自杀。
Wai Feng eventually ate the poison dumplings and committed suicide.
这是一个能为了义字舍去生命的人呢，却诬告别人。
This is a person who is willing to sacrifice his life for the sake of a cause, but accuses others.
并且导致其人生被毁。
And it leads to the destruction of their lives.
这个逻辑硬伤就是导演在强行淡化这个时代背景当中产生的。
The biggest flaw in this logic is that the director is trying to downplay the historical context.
你这样一改，整个故事。
If you change the whole story like this,
这个就只能建立在偶然性上。
This can only be based on chance.
变成了命运。
Turned into fate.
跟这一群人开了一个玩笑。
A joke with this group of people.
历史再次被虚化。
History is once again being distorted.
这两部电影啊，是两段被虚化的历史。
These two films are two fictionalized histories.
那我个人认为呢
？Personally, I think that.
第一
，First.
为了所谓的过审
，For the so-called review.
不惜牺牲故事的自然逻辑
，Willing to sacrifice the natural logic of the story.
实际上是电影导演的一种变相的躺平。反映时代真实和历史真实。
In fact, it is a disguised and indirect reflection of the real and historical realities of the times from the perspective of a film director.
是每一个艺术家导演的使命啊。
That's the mission of every artist director.
你有没有想过，有些禁忌会不会正是自己想象出来的
？Have you ever thought?That some taboos might actually be of your own making.
有些东西要不要再坚持一下呀
？Should I keep going?
有一些老导演啊，我你。
Some old directors have problems.
无论是张艺谋啊
，Whether it's Zhang Yimou，
贾樟柯呀
，Dear Shank，
他们在年轻的时候啊
，They were young when，
都曾经。在某些领域进行过大胆的尝试。
They have all made bold attempts in certain fields.
所形成了当时的这个审美的标准。
This formed the aesthetic standard at that time.
而今呢，现在年轻的导演们，我觉得呀，也不要那么过早的那么懂事儿。
Now, I think young directors shouldn't be too mature too early.
过早的事故。是不是也可尝试
？Did you try to handle it early？
可以做一些不让自己年老的时候后悔的事情。
There are still things I can do before I get old and regret it.
第二
，Second，
我们知道在艺术创作当中啊
，We know that in the process of artistic creation，
有一种历史虚无主义这么一种错误。
There is a historical nihilism, which is a mistake.
这个错误呢，就在于盲目的否定历史和民族文化。
The error lies in blindly denying history and national culture.
但是，是不是也不要盲目的进行历史虚化主义
？But also don't blindly engage in historical revisionism.
这个历史虚化主义这个词儿是我自己想的啊。
This historical relativism is a term I coined myself.
不一定准确。
Not necessarily accurate.
我呢就是想说。
I just want to say.
如果啊，导演呢
？If the director.
艺术家呀，在讲人的命运故事的时候呢
？Artists, when telling stories about human destiny.
非要剔除掉时代的印记。
To eliminate the traces of the times,
而一味的归因于偶然和个体
and constantly attributing it to chance and individual factors.
那么我们期待着这个有着这个厚重的审美感的那些作品啊
So we look forward to these works with this heavy aesthetic sense.
恐怕很难出现。
It's unlikely.